Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Crystal Connor, and I will be presenting. I'm from the University of Florida. I will be presenting my research on increasing the efficiency of vitastomatic embryogenesis using cold treatment and desiccation. Somatic embryogenesis is the development of a plantlet from single-cell organisms. It could be directly or indirectly. It has been used as a tool for plant propagation and for transformation. Embryo germination is one of the limiting factors of this process, and the goal of this experiment is to hope to increase the germination of embryos via adding cold treatment and desiccation to increase shoot and the root production. This is very important for grapes, especially because traditional breeding of grapes is limiting by the sensory components that are needed when trying to recreate the plant. So grapes, or Vitis vinifera, has been dated back to 400 BC, and there are about 30 elite or major varieties of the cultivar. The two that I chose were Vitis vinifera, Thompson seedless, and Vitis rotundifolia. Fry. The Vitis vinifera is used worldwide for viticulture, and Fry is utilized because of its resistance to disease and to pests, and so it's inserted into other grapes for its genetic traits. So, as I said, the objective of our goal of this experiment was to see if cold and desiccation treatment will improve the germination of Vitis. And we'll be studying the shoots and the roots. And also, my other objective was to determine by using a control and to compare it to the other experiment or the other treatments to see the rebound rate of the plant growth. So the two medias that I chose were MSOB and MS4B. These were the two medias that were used through all of the 9 treatments that I placed upon the cultivars. The only difference in the media is the hormone that was added, and that's 6-BAP, and it's in the MS4B. So what I did was, for a period of 28 days, I counted after each treatment. Each treatment was placed upon 2 different plates of MSOB and MS4B, and there were 15 embryos placed upon each of these plates. The treatments included no treatment at all, which was the control. So I took 15 embryos and placed it on MSOB for 2 plates and MS4B for 2 plates, and I left it there for 30 days, and then I counted to see if there were shoots or roots had appeared. And after that, I took pictures, and then after another 60 days, I reassessed and saw whether or not the plants had shoots or roots had germinated. The second treatment that was applied, it was desiccation. There are 2 parts to that. One was just filter paper only, where I just dried out the embryos to see if for 5 to 10 days, and for just to see if they would germinate, shoots and roots were counted again. And then the second portion of that treatment, I did the same thing for 5 to 10 days on MSOB, MS4B, the 2 plates, 15 embryos on each plate with calcium chlorhydrate. And anhydride to see if it would actually produce more shoots and no roots. The next treatment that was placed upon the embryos was a cold treatment. They were kept in the 4C, or held at the temperature of 4C for 2 weeks, 1 month, and then for 2 months. So 2 weeks, 30 days, and 60 days. Placed on, again, MSOB for 2 plates of 15 embryos and MS4B, 2 plates of 15 embryos. And after 28 days of each of those, after the 2 weeks and the 1 month and the 2 months, I counted shoots and roots again of each and took pictures after 28 days. And the last treatment, it was a combination of cold and desiccation treatment, where I did the desiccation for 5 days, and then I placed the embryos in 4 degrees C for 14 days, and then after that, I placed them on the MSOB, MS4B, 2 plates, 15 embryos for 28 days, and then took pictures and counted shoots and roots of that as well. So after the four-week period, the calli were examined. So that's after the 28 days of the each petri dish. So an example is of that it would be A, where that will be the 5 days of dehydration with the fry on the filter paper only, and then it was placed on the MSOB and MS4B. Then the second example was the fry with the dehydration for 5 days, placed in calcium chloride, and then placed on the MSOB and MS4B. Same thing with the 15 embryos per plate. And then another example would be fry for 30 days at 4 degrees centigrade. And then after that, 28 days, it was counted. And as you can see, the shoots and roots really here. And then for fry for dehydration and cold treatment, an example of that would be here for D. So for my results, the cultivars, it varied across cultivars. Roots were more prevalent in across across the media types than the shoots were, so more roots produced on each of the cultivars than it did for the shoots. And then the highest root induction of cultivar occurred on different treatments. So for TS, the shoots occurred more on the 10-day dehydration with CaCl, calcium hypochlorite, and the roots occurred more with just the 10-day filter paper only, which will be shown here. Sorry. And then for the fry, it was the same for 10 days calcium hypochlorite. Both the shoots and roots occurred most on those, as you can see here for that one. So a Tukey's test was run, and it also confirmed what was shown on the graph. So as you can see here, for the 10 days, it was 43%, and then for the 10 days for the roots, it was 80% for the TS of the cultivar. And then for fry, it was 100 at 10 days of the calcium hypochlorite, and then the same thing for the roots. And so for the TS, the MS4B produced the more shoots, but the TS produced more shoots on the MSOB. The treatment calcium chloride, hypochloride dehydrate for 10 days produced the most shoots for both of the cultivars. But as I said, for TS, the roots were more prominent with the 10 days on the filter paper only. The treatment of calcium chloride for 10 days did the most for the roots for the fry. And cold treatment alone, we found it induced dormancy. So if you kept it after the 14 days, the 28 days, and the 60 days, and then I tried to count the shoots and the roots, there were none for the 4 degrees C. And then as you can see here, originally when I did it, put the embryos on, and this was the trial after the 28 days. Nothing happened on that one. And then the combination of both desiccation and cold treatment was better than nothing at all. So my control, after the 60 days, none of the plants had germinated, neither roots nor shoots. But with all the other cultivars, more shoots and roots occurred with treatments to either cold or desiccation. Are there any questions? So the question was if someone or just to ask me how to propagate grapes and that was in the industry or wasn't in the industry, just in general, I would just propagate. If I weren't doing it to for money or purposes or for, like, economic value, I would just propagate it by, like, cutting the shoots and having an internode and then putting it in soil and then watering it. But if you're trying to reproduce multiple generations, true to type, if you're selling them at a high value and if you need to ship them overseas, I would say do tissue culture. And for my project, or for if they were trying to get the plantlets out faster, I would say to do the 10-day calcium carbohydrate anhydride to induce shoot and root production. But if you have the roots, you can go ahead and stick the plant, though, so kind of, it's a win-win situation because either treatment gave you roots or produced most roots with all the treatments.
Yeah.
Hope that answered your question. Yes, sir. So the question is, why did I choose to do desiccation and cold treatments on embryos? The reason for that was because the seeds of grapes, they require desiccation and a cold treatment in order to germinate. And so I wanted to see if that was also necessary for embryos. Are there any other questions? Thank you for your time.